Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
Make a motion to begin the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. First on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance and then a moment of silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll start by introducing ourselves. We have some new members here, or people that don't know who we are. So I'll start. I'm Mayor Stoneham, City of Worthington Hills.
I'm Commissioner Crystal Adams. I'm the Road Commissioner.
Utility Commissioner Susan Moffitt.
Harold Hall, Property Maintenance.
And I'm Deb Lush, the City Clerk.
And Commissioner Metcalf is in here tonight. He's a public safety health commissioner. Dan Small is our city treasurer. He should be here shortly, probably. And then Steve Swagger is our city attorney. They'll mosey in here in a little bit.
Yeah, pass him up a little way.
First thing on the agenda is the September 20th, 22 city meeting minutes. I know the only thing that I was missing was the property maintenance commissioner's report.
It's on there now.
It's on there now?
It's on there now.
Mm-hmm. You want to read it?
I'll let him read it.
Okay. Yeah, I can read.
Go ahead and read it. This is so I can sign it.
That's fine. Okay. It's simple. Mowed primary properties 820, 824, 97, 912. Mowed immediate secondary city properties 820, 825, 91, 97, and 912. General cleanup, removed weeds and trimmed bushes on the flag pole island in Boynton on 825. On 821, trimmed weeds between Luray and Mecklenburg Court on the large green space and Lunenburg holding pond ditch and sidewalks. Removed and burned weeds at the front entrance and cleaned up trash. On 9-7, trimmed weeds in the ditch line behind Lunenburg Drive and 9-8, fall fertilization. We've been applied fertilizer for the court and flagpole.
Thank you.
Okay. The minutes were up on, they were posted on the web, and we also were distributed them. Is there any corrections to the minutes? All right, do I hear a motion to approve the September 20th?
I'll make a motion to approve them.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, approved. All right, the financial reports were passed around.
Yeah, I have a question. The U-Haul storage thing, it says 1 month free, so it doesn't look like you guys paid that with the credit card, but you have that charge on here.
That 1 month free was for August, I believe.
He said that was for August. So I guess it's still showing up there each time, although it is dated.
What I paid at the beginning of the month is for October.
On September 3rd? You paid for October?
No, on September 3rd, I paid for September, and on October 3rd,
okay. Well, then I don't. Yeah, we don't have that bill.
Okay.
Is that it?
I haven't gone all the way through it, but probably.
But
I'm a stickler for numbers, guys.
I'm glad somebody did. I reconcile the bank statements.
I thought Dan did that.
Well, I make sure they're right. And yes, I do occasionally find stuff when he sends it to me. Because he sent me the wrong month.
Uh-uh.
Well, he sent me the right month in the wrong month. I don't know how that happened. Okay.
Yeah, where did that number come from?
I have no idea.
What number is that?
Carol's number should be 80.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll move along. The city attorney's not here. The only thing that I was going to deal with him on is it appears that our delinquent person is pretty much caught up with 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019 delinquent taxes. So,
thank you.
Oh, here's Dan. So I'm going to have Dan and Steve do an audit on her account to make sure where we're at with that. All right, old business. Does anybody got any other old business from what I got listed? I got... you got the contract, the snow removal contract.
Yeah. I mean, Steve wrote me back and said that he never contacted them to get the contract signed. Apologized that he was in court and busy. So,
yeah.
We currently still do not have a snow contract signed and ready to go with Mo Better Kentucky.
We'll be better. We'll be fine. It ain't going to snow before Halloween.
Do you want to talk more about the speed bumps in old business?
We'll go ahead and talk about the speed bumps.
Okay. I was at work, and I came straight from work, so I didn't get to go home and print this out. But Caden from Hall Paving went ahead and sent me a quote. So for two speed bumps over on Pacelli, it's $3,100 each.
Okay.
So $6,200,
okay.
Which we already voted for at the last meeting, kind of
right.
Price
yeah.
Well, unseen.
That's pretty much what they go for speed bump, because that was pretty much what the other ones were, right?
I don't know. I don't have any documentation on how much the old, the stuff that Bev, the clerk, gave me at the last meeting was to paint them, I believe.
They were going to replace one.
Yeah, but what she gave me from All Terrain, which was a few years ago, was just to paint it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have a statement on how much it cost to put them in.
Okay.
But anyway, it's $3,100 each for the two speed bumps on Pacelli. He was totally okay with doing that at some point in the near future when you sign his contract or, his bid, I guess. He also sent me, I checked in with Econo Signs on the U channels, and it's like $210 for shipping. It's absolutely outrageous. And it doesn't matter, no matter what quantity or whatever, like you have to spend $2,500 to get any kind of discount on shipping. So I contacted, with Caden at Hall Paving. He will give us three U channel posts uninstalled for $50 each, for $150 total, or we can have him go ahead and put them in. So this would be to put one in at Middlesex and Northumberland. I don't know if that completely includes actually putting the stop sign on it also, but to put it in is $200, and then the other two for the speed limit signs. So we're looking at $200 each, $600 if we want to have him just do it. I don't know. That's up to Commissioner Hall. So.
What size poles are they?
I asked him for the 10-foot galvanized U-channel posts. I'm leaning toward having him do it because there was an extra U-Channel post that you can buy for like $40, so that way when you pound it in, it doesn't bend it all up and everything. So we would have to get that for Commissioner Hall to do it. And it, I mean, I don't know. Aren't you going to need a ladder and some help?
I have a truck.
Okay.
I was standing in the back of my
And you've got the pounder. The pounder will work on the U-Channel.
Do you have a U-Channel pounder already?
Well, I don't know. You're going to get it much cheaper than that. Signs up and done.
Okay.
If he's putting signs on, it's asking the price.
Okay.
Now, the one needs a sign, right? The others are.
Yeah, the other two are for the speed.
If he's going to put the signs on them, and he's going to, if he'll install the
street signs and stop signs
and the speed sign, I'll agree with the $200.
Okay.
Well, because only one's going to get the speed sign.
Right, because we don't have
two speed lights. We're going to put the other one up for movement between the two locations or when we get the other one.
Right.
We're hoping to get the end of this year because they go on sale.
Okay. So, I guess we need to vote on this quote. So, $6,200 for the two speed humps and then $600 for the three U-channel signs installed.
Yeah, and see if he'll, like I said, see if he'll include attaching our
stop sign
and our speed sign.
Okay.
And
then he's fine with doing the yellow for the 11 speed humps. I told him in this quote that he sent me at like 4 o'clock. I said you forgot to include the pricing for the striping of the daycare thing, and then he wrote back and said. Chevron or yellow, and I was like, Chevron, I think, because that means the stripes, mm-hmm. right? So I never did hear from him again.
But he needs to know it's the plastic. I don't want paint it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got the yellow speed bumps are fine, but we painted those lines or those arrows on that daycare center twice since it's been installed. They don't last because they get so much traffic.
Okay.
So it needs to be that
thermoplastic.
Okay, thermoplastic.
Yeah.
He also wanted to know if you wanted the new speed bumps to have the thermoplastic, you know, the chevron, or if you want them to be painted yellow.
The thermo.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Now, Linda, go ahead. What are you asking a question
well,
about?
Well, I wanted to ask, are those speed bumps going to be repaired before they're painted? Where the snow plows took the big chunks down of them? And
no, we're not replacing any of the...
I'm not asking you're going to replace them. I'm asking you're going to repair them.
To repair them, it's just as expensive as to replace them. And there's not that much big chunks out. They still go over the speed humps.
Do you have specific ones that you have issues with, Linda?
There are a couple on Northumberland in bad shape.
Like I said last meeting, when the snowplow takes them out, we'll replace them because the road, they will last because those speed humps were not keyed in. And sooner or later, the snowplow will take them out. Once the snowplow takes them out, then we'll replace them. But they're not to where they can't be drove over. They don't, you know, they're not this high. It's just little pieces like that high. They're not.
I guess my question was that. Will water get under that and eventually lift them, I mean, cause them to even deteriorate more where you have to end
well,
up?
Well, there's really no good reason to repair them because they aren't keyed in.
That means they're just laying on top of the concrete. So if we patch, it almost sticks them to the street.
And we had... On Bay Run, let's see, it was in 18 when we had the snow, one of the few snows, the snow plow did take it half of one out, and that's when we did Oilers before. Yeah. We did replace it when it came out. So it's over $3,000 to basically repair one anyhow. And it's $3,000 to put one in. And our streets are in really good shape thanks to when they were sealed, thanks to Commissioner Campbell. So it's just in the best interest of the city. It's not like they can't get over the speed humps. It does look kind of crappy, but the painting helps. And they shouldn't be hitting them at 90 mile an hour anyhow, but I know they go through there. I've got a speed meter, and I've actually clocked a car doing 45 across the one that's in front of the brick house on Middlesex, or on North Franklin. And I've caught the bus running across it at 35 mile an hour. That's a school bus.
Wow.
So, yeah. Because Dennis and I were, Commissioner Metcalf and I sat on Chesterfield one day, because I had just got this little handy dandy speed meter, and we were sitting there minding our own business and checking the speeds on the car at about 3:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon, and it was disturbing. Especially when the school buses were doing it. So
you did say you're gonna have them all painted yellow, right?
The old ones.
Yeah, all the ones that are currently yellow in the city are going to be repainted yellow. There's 11 of them.
Because those chevrons are getting worn out, and they're hard to see, and you can be up on one of those things before you even know it.
Yeah, that's why we want to get the one in the daycare,
yeah.
In front of the daycare. That one's been painted twice already since it was installed. So it's best just to go ahead and get the thermoplastic put on. Does that answer your question, Lynn?
Thank you.
So I'll make a motion for Hall Paving to buy 3 10-foot galvanized U-channels and install them at the specified locations that we talked about last meeting, which was Middlesex in Northumberland, Chesterfield Drive in Northumberland, and you want the other one on Lunenburg?
My suggestion is going to be on Lunenburg. You're coming from Coldstream just after Boynton. It would be best when they're going to put them in. They're going to need to get a hold of me anyhow.
Okay.
Because I've got the speed sign.
Right.
But I was trying to figure out where there's the best place on Lindenburg, and from Halifax to the first speed hump, which is between Heathsville and Boynton, there's really no place that they could start speeding. They'll start speeding after Boynton, or right there at Boynton, and the next speed hump is right after you go past Queen Anne's.
Yep.
And then the next one is up there by the pit, as I call it, the runoff pit, in front of 4604 Lunenburg. And then there's another one around 4514 Lunenburg. So the biggest distance we got is that turn. And I've noticed them coming around that turn at a pretty good speed.
Okay.
So we'll figure out where to put it right there, because before you get that turn on Lunenburg, before Queen Anne's, they're clipping pretty good around that corner.
Okay.
You have two pieces of property, you don't even have to ask right there. You have two pieces of property right there. You wouldn't even have to ask permission. Well, there's an entrance on both sides of the road to the green space.
Oh, you're talking right there at Boynton?
Yeah.
Well, the...
Not at Boynton, at Queen Anne's. Right, there's a house in the corner, and then the next space is the entrance to the green space going out towards Coldstream, and on the other side of the road is also a common area where that ditch goes under the road, and the culverts go under the road. And that's just before the curb.
On which side?
Both sides, where the culverts go under the road.
Yeah, that's... Okay, it's 4703...
You got me, man. You're better than that.
You're talking about that big open space. See, which way do we want the speed sign? I was thinking about having the speed sign coming towards Bay Run.
Well, you could still put it on that side of the road. You can put it on either side. It's city property, both sides.
Well, it doesn't really matter. We can put it in any easement we want.
No, I know, but I'm saying you don't have to get permission to go through all that.
Right.
And I don't know that there's really a better place between that. That speed hump is on that hill. You come off that hill, you go over a speed hump before you can take off, coming towards Halifax. Going the other way, that's the speed hump is between Boynton and Heathfield.
Right.
So I would put it on that side of the road and put it, I would think they'd have more run and start there.
You're talking about going towards Bay
Run? Same
side. Coming out of Halifax and going towards Bay Run?
If you took a right off Boynton Court, on the right-hand side of the road, there's three houses, and then there's the entrance or the opening where the culverts come under the road.
Right.
That's public property, city property. You wouldn't have to ask. You just put it in there easily.
Well, we could actually set it up so we could run for either side.
Sure. You got another by another post.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. So we could virtually just move it from one side to the other.
Or just put another post up and buy another one later.
No, I don't want to have any more posts. But I like what you're talking about. We put it, because there's that there's that dump a prohibited sign right there.
Yeah, on one side of the road.
Yeah, on the big side. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Putting it there because it will face Boynton at that time and it'll catch any traffic coming off of out of that corner. And then if they're coming, once you turn around, you turn around and get them the other direction.
Yep.
Okay.
And you got good sun there. There's not a lot of big trees around there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I may.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
So it's $6,200 to install the two new speed limit signs?
No, to install two new speed bumps on Pacelli.
Speed humps, okay.
Speed humps on Pacelli.
And it's $50 for each post?
$50.
Plus $200 to install it, right? Or does the
$200
install
post? If you just get the post, it's $50 each.
Yeah, if you just get the post, it's $50
okay.
each.
Thanks.
If you get the three posts and have them installed, it's $200 each. So we're looking at $600.
Okay. So the $200 includes the post?
Correct.
Thank you.
So... And it may end up being a little bit more. I'll have to go back to him and ask him about installing the stop sign and the sign
right.
for Mecklenburg and Northumberland. So he may add a little bit to that. But I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and have him buy and install the three U-channel posts for $600.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, so we got the sign problem.
Okay. And we had already voted and approved the speed humps at the last meeting. I just got updated pricing.
Does everybody know where Pacelli is? Oh, I know. You would know. You would know back there. If you don't, it's over between Tazewell. What's the name of the other street that I never said? Mansman. There's townhouses through there, and it's become the Indianapolis 500. It comes up Nazmith or up Caswell, and you speed around that U. So that's why we want to do that, slow them down.
Okay, let's see. All right, do you want me to talk about MSD and the potholes? real quick?
Yeah, go ahead with MSD and the potholes.
Okay. I don't have much to say on the potholes. I called MSD, and I put in a ticket, and they were supposed to go out and look at them, and I need to call and find out the
results.
The results.
Okay.
So I didn't have time to do all that.
That hole is up there near the intersection or in the intersection of Bath and Northumberland.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
MSD sat there for 2.5 hours today and looked at it.
2 hours? Wow. What time was that? I called at like 2:30.
Three something. One guy pulled in my driveway and sat, and he pulled out there and parked, and he'd look over at it. He'd look over at it. Get out of the truck, go around and look at the hole, get back in the truck.
Is that why you're here? Because they blocked your driveway?
No, I noticed you're putting some stop signs and speed signs up.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why can't we have more stop signs on Northumberland? I'm the corner house at Bath and Northumberland.
Oh, okay.
I sit out in the yard constantly. Cold weather, hot weather, I'm out. It's like a drag strip from Lunenburg to the other side of Dickerson Court. Every week.
I understand that. And if you sit down at Middlesex and Northumberland, they don't pay attention to the stop sign either, turning off of Middlesex. So basically, we're putting the sign would be put up, and they would just basically barrel through it anyhow. Even if they slowed down, they would barrel through it. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but there's not really enough traffic on Northumberland to justify a stop sign at Bath, okay?
I could count cars for you real quick on the weekend.
And I understand.
Through there. From about 5:45 to a little after 7, I grew up on Dixie Highway. There's constantly 4 or 5 cars.
Oh, I know.
Then there's 1 or 2. Then there's 4 or 5 cars. And none of them look like they're turning in any of the streets. They're going straight through.
Yeah. And again, it's like I said, you can put a stop sign up, but unless you get somebody there to enforce it, they ain't carrying anyhow. Because Middlesex and Bay Run, they're two prime examples. You know, I'll be coming off Ludenburg, and they'll see me coming up the speed bump. They'll be coming down from Bay Run or up from Middlesex. And I'll be getting to the speed hump, and they're going right through that stop sign. And the same thing on Middlesex. I watched 4 cars one night at 2 o'clock in the morning come straight up Middlesex, go straight through that stop sign, never stop.
I leave out the quarter, anywhere from 4:45 to 5:30. I've had more people run the stop sign in Middlesex coming out.
Right.
I have swerved in those people's yards to keep from getting hit.
Right.
Right. They don't stop it.
Yeah. And it during a week between 8 and 11, and then they're here on the weekends from 10 to 1. And they are under strict direction that they are to write tickets. And they're writing tickets. They're writing tickets for parking. They're writing tickets for feeding. And now they're also being, we've got Nick from, where's Nick go? Oh, there's Nick. We got the approval from the commission for them to actually start towing violators for, criminal activity that they stopped the car for, or tags that are expired, registrations expired more than 3 months, temporary tags, if they're expired, they're immediately towed. Forget what all it is. It's all listed on our website. And that's to try to stop a lot of the problems that we're having, because we've had that particular group, Derby City Protection, has actually stopped cars where people are driving with no driver's license, no insurance. All they've done is written them citations and told them they couldn't drive the car, but as soon as they they're out of sight, the car's gone. So with having Tony's Wrecker Service available now, it's going to start making a difference, I believe, once we start really tagging. We do have people that are driving around with expired tags. And Nick was telling us about how St. Matthews is just pulling them in left and right. It's bad. It's really bad. People just either don't care or they're just not paying attention. So we're trying to do more, okay? But as far as putting stop signs up, it's just we could vote on it, but in my opinion, it's a waste of money because they don't stop for them anyhow. I mean, they don't stop at Ludenburg. I mean, I stopped. Was it last Thursday morning? I think it was. There's somebody parking on the corner of Ludenburg and Northumberland, waiting for the bus.
They do it every morning.
They do it every morning, but in this case, she's half on the property. I stopped and advised her that her car tires needed to be on the pavement, and she says, "Well, who are you?" And I says, "I'm a concerned citizen," and I says, "You're destroying somebody's property." She just rolled her window up and flipped me off. I mean, that was it. And she's there every morning. I emailed the property owner because it's a rental property. I emailed the property owner and told her that her front easement was getting damaged by somebody parking there, and let her handle it because I was over it then. But yeah, they park. They do that every morning, and you know, there's nothing you can really do about it. I wish we could just put one bus stop in Worthington Hills, and they all had to go there to get on it. You know, whatever bus needs to go to whatever school, they should only have one stop in Worthington Hills, period. But
we could put it on Bath.
No, I've had one. My nice street sign and stop sign was removed twice with the JC school bus back in.
Oh, yeah.
He backs in and runs over the sign and drives off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So anyhow, well, thank you for your suggestion. We'll take it into consideration.
We do
repair these. When these speed humps do get repaired, they'll get the bigger ones. They griped when I put the one in down there at the daycare center. I mean, that was a big friggin' deal. But it slowed the cars down.
They who griped? Not the daycare, surely.
Oh, no, the daycare is the one that wanted me to do it. Yeah. They were one begging me for it, so.
Okay. So you said MSD was down there looking at that pothole forever.
Yeah. They sit there. The wife said they'd get out of the truck and get back in the truck. Back to the end of the street, sit there for a while, then they'd pull back up to the street and look. She said they never did anything. They'd just get out, look, and get back on the truck.
Yeah. I'll have to call them tomorrow. I was told today. I work full time, so it's a little hard for me to do all this. But I called on my lunch, and they said they'd look at it today. And so I'll call. Yeah, I'll call back tomorrow.
Further down by the manhole, when they run that 12-inch line through there, they just took the asphalt from the street, dumped it in the hole, poured gravel on top of it. Didn't pack it, so I know what's going to happen.
Right.
That's why the one down at the end has collapsed three times.
Right, and that's the reason why I had her notified MSD, because once they got that asphalting done, that hole was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just come out and patched it, and it's definitely caving in because of the fact that they didn't properly pack it down.
They didn't pack another street. I watched them bury the pipe. And at the end of Bath Drive, instead of putting 45s in it, they heated the pipe and took a backhoe and bent them to make the curve. So I'm waiting one day for a nice geyser to start in that corner when it breaks.
I do know the only reason we got the asphalting done the way it was is because of this one, the one contractor that we used for asphalting. They're the ones that went back to MSC and says, you can't just cover the trench. And he gave him they explained and gave them the Louisville road manual.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't happy at all. But they could have just done half the road, but they did the whole, you know, the whole street. So that was the good part.
Yeah, I noticed it. The street keeps getting higher. My nice concrete driveway, when they salt the streets, gets where the lake forms.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my driveway jackhammered up and new concrete poured where everything lays there and just eats my concrete
mm-hmm.
up. It don't run down the street no more. And MSD won't do nothing about that either.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, we're working on that. We're working on that.
You got anything else there, Commissioner?
I'm okay with waiting on paving the Boysen thing until spring. I talked with Caden about the freeze-thaw cycle and all that, and he's like, yeah, you know, you probably get a little bit better of a price in spring, and you'll avoid this freeze-thaw season, so I'll go ahead and wait on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to vote now to officially get it done, and I wish that Steve was here because I wanted to find out what he found out from Waste Management. I mean, I saw some emails that, you know, he contacted them, and they wrote back, and they said, no, you'll have to have your citizens taken to the end of Boyton. And then that was the last I saw.
Last of it.
Yeah, they're not, the citizens aren't going to do that.
No.
And Waste Management isn't going Rumpke isn't going to send a smaller truck through there. So we're still at an impasse as to, even if we pave the Boyton area, it's still going to still going to get messed up again.
Well, that's why when we do that project, we're going to come up with a solution about that corner there.
Yeah, maybe you could take out part of that to make it wider.
The irrigation system's there.
Take out part of what?
I don't know.
That college around Boynton, you know what?
Why not make the street wider the other direction? Move everybody's mailbox back a foot.
Can we do that?
Well, I mean, it's an easement. I don't know why not.
I don't think
But I'll be honest with you, as much as you want to blame it on Rumpke, there's tire tracks through that grass all the time. I've seen cars parked on it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People park down there in that curve on the street, and people drive up on the over
yeah.
the curve and through the grass to get around them.
If there's an air pocket, it's going to collapse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Rumpke's probably not helping the situation, but it's not all Rumpke.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to put through there is a cement culvert with the metal grate across the top, because there's water coming out of that Boynton area landscaping that runs right there across that street. That's what caused a lot of it also. Right there where it's cracked. When you look at the curve on the left, depending on which way you come in, okay, but just say coming around from the hillside,
yeah.
When you look at it, there's a big crack in the curve. And where that crack's at, water just pours out of that and goes straight across the street. And I'm thinking that if we put in a some sort of U-shaped little trench like they do on some of these driveways,
mm-hmm.
that maybe we can stop part of that problem with the cracking on the asphalt.
Okay.
Just so it gives a place, a trench to go through. So, anyhow.
I think that's it.
Like a French drain.
Yeah, I think that's all I have.
Okay.
We don't have, I mentioned we don't have a snow contract yet.
Yeah.
Our attorney and our mayor are working on that.
No, the attorney is, I'm not. All right, Next on here. As soon as I get done signing my name and date in this. We have the L4 security. Tonight is the was the night that we were are going to decide whether we're going to keep using them, and I wanted to discuss it. Does anybody have any comments?
I've gotten a lot of feedback from my neighborhood that they're very pleased that they're in the area. They feel a little bit safer. They think that as far as traffic coming in and out of our neighborhood, it's kind of calmed down a little bit.
I haven't seen any reports or been given access to the app, so I can't make...
Is there a reason? We got them like the first week and we haven't seen one since.
Yeah,
could you understand them?
We're not receiving...
Yeah, the first week.
We
okay.
I'm sorry.
We haven't gotten them. I haven't gotten them. Dennis hadn't gotten them.
I thought they were going to report to us just like, hey. Well, that we got them the first week. And then stopped.
Yeah, I know.
So.
That...
Well, it's kind of hard to make a decision if you don't know what's really going on.
Yeah.
I had one stop and tell me that I couldn't park my car in the street.
Well, good. I do have a couple of comments because I had gone out at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, whatever, on during a 2 to 5 shift. And both the times that I was out, and this was after I got over my bronchial and sinus infection in August. I drove up to, or I went around, made my usual rounds like I normally do, and I couldn't find him anywhere. And I kept wondering, where's he at? Because I knew he was out because my security can't pick him up because he'd come down our street. So I finally... when I made my run through the business center, he was up there. Now, I don't know how long he'd been there, because I'd already run through there once. It was about the second time I went through, and he was out of his vehicle because they're not allowed to smoke in the vehicle. He was taking a smoke break, and we only have him for 3 hours. Now, I didn't say anything to the patrolman, but one of the things that I had a problem with is, if we're paying for 3 hours, I want them on patrol for 3 hours. I don't want them taking, you know, that's money out of our pocket, and I have a problem with it. So I wanted to bring that up. In both times that I was out, two different dates.
So do you not have access to the app either? Because I thought that would tell you exactly where they're at.
Well, it'll tell, yeah, but I don't.
In other words, you wouldn't have to look for him. You'd have known he was at Westport.
Yeah.
I'm not putting anything on my phone.
All right.
Okay.
Can we get the app? Do I talk to Dennis?
Talk to Dennis.
Talk to
Phil. Yeah.
I don't know who Phil is.
Phil's the guy who was at the meeting here. Should we just extend him another month?
I mean, I'd like to see the app. I'd like to see the reports. While I have gotten a couple feedbacks from citizens that, you know, they like that they're seeing patrols and everything like that, I am more of the opinion that marked police cars would do the same thing. These people are not armed. They can't make arrests.
Oh, they are armed.
Okay, well,
they can't make arrests.
They do carry guns, but they cannot make arrests. They cannot write tickets. So I am of the opinion that I would rather have our security guy who is a Louisville police officer in here more and marked police cars in here more. We do have him in here, but he's usually in an unmarked car. So that, I mean, in some ways that's good, but in some ways I want the citizens to see a cop car rolling through here a lot more. I think that that would be just as effective as what L4 is doing. And the guy that we have that is a police officer sends us weekly reports on everything that he, you know, did, whether it was a traffic stop or stopping and telling somebody to close their garage door. So I am of the opinion that I would rather have Tate in here with Derby City than L4 security.
Does that change? Because when we brought L4 on, you were all for that. So did it change because you don't have access to see what they're doing?
Partly, and partly because Mayor Stoneham is trying to work for L4 security, and I don't love the idea if he gets patrol with L4 security in our city.
I'm not going to be.
I'm not allowed to do L4 in the city. Yeah, I thought that was established prior.
They've already established that through their attorney.
Okay. That was not conveyed at the vote, so I felt like that was a little dangerous on your behalf and sort of a conflict of interest, and I didn't want you risking your safety to do that.
I'm out there anyhow.
Well, I know, but...
And I carry also.
So, I mean, if you guys want to extend it another month, you know, so I can see what the reports say.
Here's what I was going to suggest. You want to hear what I was going to suggest?
Sure.
I was going to suggest we carry them through Christmas holidays.
Okay.
And then decide after that, because they will make a difference just being seen. But here again is, I have my doubts because they drive so slow.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, especially when they're driving on Northumberland, they'll see them coming. Anybody that's fooling with the cars will see them coming, and they'll scatter anyhow and hide. So, again, if it's a give and take type thing, have they really done much?
That's the question.
That's a really
good question.
We don't
know. I mean, without the reports, how are we supposed to know?
Here's what I suggest. Give them a break for 1 month, because you can always do November 15th through Christmas next month. But on the premise that we'd like to see the reports, I don't know why we got them 1 week and didn't they stop sending them. So you have really no idea. We have no information. I mean, except that they're riding around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And sending us a bill.
Yeah.
For a certain amount of hours.
So I would just put the earnest on them to report what it is that they're doing. What are they doing?
Well, I can attest that I've seen them drive through my neighborhood twice in one evening. So they're making their way over there now.
I saw one yesterday, Sunday evening. Sunday evening at the front entrance.
Up at the business building?
No, I don't know what he was doing. He was parked down by that first street where all the little smaller apartments are.
Yeah,
and he walked up to the street sign or something. I don't know what he was doing. But I saw him. That's the first, other than when the one stopped told me I couldn't park on the street. That's the only time I've seen him.
Okay. They're driving. They're doing the city three times a week. Okay? We could ask Tate to add another patrol during the week. And we'd be saving money rather than having L4.
That's what I do. I put Tate between 6 and 7 sitting on baths writing speeding tickets.
There you go.
All you got to do is back in the street.
Are you talking 6 and 7 in the evening or 6 and 7 in the morning?
Yeah, to have him cover 3 hours early evening, between 5 and 8 or whatever.
and write tickets. That'll solve that problem because they do. I'm actually surprised sometimes when I see people roll over those speed bumps going 40 and 50. I'm like, your car's going to be trash.
Oh, yeah. So I have the same agreement on that, that we need, because we've got an 8 to 11, and then we've got the 10 to 1s. So, yeah, having somebody come in now that's getting darker earlier, plus we've got Halloween, of course, that'll be, he won't be able to schedule till November. But I think adding another day is going to be more cost effective with a armed and an arresting ability.
Well, it sounds like you need to spend some time back there where Linda and Susan lives, too.
Well, they do go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we constantly got tires squealing, engines gunning.
Yeah.
Of course, we've had a shootout. I mean, we've constantly got something, but it has kind of...
And you live on the fun side of town.
Yeah, it's calmed down a little bit. I mean, I think it might... calm down with the weather getting colder, but I also feel like there'll be an uptick in crime towards the holidays because, you know, I had a neighbor two doors down, the week before Christmas, they got in their car and they had left their garage door opener and the people proceeded to go in their garage and try their door handle to their home. They stole all the Christmas gifts for the children. And this was at 2:30 in the morning, and it was cold. It was cold outside, so I don't think it's necessarily going to stop. I just think it might not be as much because it's cold outside.
I'm watching kids on our street coming through and going over to Tazewell. Walking through yards, I've called district eight or nine police. They said I can't sit out there with my gun.
What?
So I have to drag them into my house if I want.
Oh, yeah.
But they're walking through private yards, so I've got two signs going, and we're going to repair the fence, but...
Well, y'all going to find repair that fence back there?
They're damaging your fence?
Pardon me?
They're damaging your fence?
Well, evidently they have. I'm fairly new. But we've got a fence back there on the condo side. Well, I don't know if they're apartments or condos. I think they're condos.
I'll yeah, they're condos. Out. That's Chris condos.
And so there's a big opening there. When we've been told every time the community fixes it, kids get in there and break it. Yeah. So we're going to put two panels on, back to back, screw them in tight, and I've got two 4x4 foot signs we're going to post at the front. Post it, no trespassing to private lawns. When we get the thing repaired, we're going to write, fence opening repaired, please find another route. We've had car break-ins, we've had people approached for money, we've been told, get out of my way, bitch, I'm not talking to you. I mean, these kids are awful.
Oh, yeah.
They are. I know they are.
And they're riding bikes through yards. You know, people are very upset about this. So, you know, you can bring all the security you want. I've seen security once, and I've seen police officer once. And I've lived there. I rented for 2.5 years, bought the house 2 years ago. So, fairly new.
Where do you live?
Bay Garden.
Okay.
You probably see me. I'm the one that drives the black Trailblazer.
I probably have. I walk my dog 3 times a day just to watch.
But
I've watched people approach and try to take packages off. So, you know.
Well, there's a couple of places they're coming through. They're coming through that big gap down there behind 44, 31,
33. 33, yes.
Yeah. And they're also coming in over at Tres Condos. When you go all the way to the end, there's a big tree behind the last condo building, and there's a gap about this wide that they're going through, and they've got a path through some honeysuckle bushes that is completely camouflaged. And it's real easy to get through there. There's also down on the front part of Tress Condos, they've
where
got an entrance.
Tress Condos?
That's the ones behind you. They're
okay.
They're the ones as well.
And
then there on that
that's
first,
the responsibility of that homeowners association to fix that fence, then, is it not?
Well, there's nothing
we
to fix. It's next to a tree.
We tried to get our board. We tried to get
right.
our management company to put up a fence.
Yeah,
and
I've been talking to them about
it. Refused to do it, and I don't understand why.
I actually did a security evaluation for them and sent them pictures of all entry and escape routes, because they had contacted us wanting to know who might be interested in doing security over there if we knew any security. And I advised them it isn't going to do any good because of the fact that you've got so many entry and exit points, especially the ones that go over to Oakhurst. Because
mm-hmm.
right there next to Linda's, in Linda's parking area, when you go behind the dumpster, it goes straight over to a property, and I think the property is a rental property.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a problem.
Well,
and
my concern, I mean, you can go on and on about that, but my concern is the security thing you're talking about, and you're talking about extending them. I've seen one police car and one security, this L4, whatever, the security thing, in 4 years.
Well, I'm
driving that street I live on.
Well, we just hired them.
Yeah, we just hired them.
I understand that, but I've got somebody sitting here saying they've seen them a couple times.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
But
I happen to be sitting in my living room.
Yeah.
And looking out the front door.
I mean, I've seen them come through Luray Court, which is where I live, too.
Yeah,
they came down the street, you know.
And I can see straight out, and I see them coming through.
But with regards to the police car issue, we have mixed opinions on whether they need to be marked cars or unmarked cars. And I believe our public safety commissioner, who's not here, who handles that, I believe they've decided with Derby City Protection to do unmarked cars all the time, which is
they
why you don't see cop cars.
That's not true. That's
okay.
not true, because right now, every other weekend, there's a marked vehicle running on the weekends from 10 to 1
all over the city?
All over the city. Because I pick all this stuff up on my security cam. My security cam runs from 9 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning. And that's how I know who's in the city, because it every time they go past the front of my house, I get a picture of the vehicle. And I know that every other weekend, the weekends that Tate's running, he's running an unmarked vehicle. The weekends that the other guy's running, he's driving a marked vehicle. Now, as far as the one that runs from 8 to 11, that's usually a marked vehicle. So, it's up to Tate. When he hires somebody to run that period, is basically whatever vehicle they're driving.
So I got a question. Is that fence possibly not, is that not on the Bay Garden? Maybe it's Bay Garden. That's who we need to talk to have that fence.
You're looking at it.
Yeah.
And we're...
That's what she's talking about.
To get
okay.
Unfortunately, we were supposed to get it fixed last Saturday, and we can't seem to
well,
get
clearly,
it
between Lindenburg and Tazewell, or Trace, the condos, it's not on you all. But it's also... I wonder if we couldn't get Steve to write a letter to the... to Linda's HSA and get her
HSA.
I got money on my mind.
And we can't even get them to write a contract.
Well, and maybe we get people that from Oak Bay to write their Oakhurst to do the same thing and get those holes fixed. And, I mean, surely to God, if everybody's working together, people would fix them.
There's no hole. There's no fence.
Money.
Oh, there's zero fence.
We
there's zero fence up there by her driveway
or
by her parking area.
I mean,
they're just gaps where the fence doesn't meet the tree.
Not Bay Garden.
You can't put a post in because
Bay
of the tree roots.
And they're cutting
it's a big
the
tree.
Hardwood
gotcha.
In the east side.
Yeah, I thought maybe that, I thought it's further down at Queen Anne. Underneath that is a big opening, too.
I mean, the we've had murders in our
yeah, that goes into Oakhurst.
You could walk up.
That's Oakhurst.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can crawl through that culvert that's down there in the pit, as I call it,
for water.
All the way over to the parking lot. It's
turn around.
Yeah.
Surely
well,
cut the trees down.
It's big enough, too.
I have 51 homeowners I have to answer to, and I've discussed this with them. And it's a big
all right.
And a big fight. But, I mean, we were told by a couple people that cut through there that I was told that the homeowner that they're coming through the yard said it was okay and that they could cut through there and go to the store. So
that's what they're doing through our community
right.
And to the yard.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what we're being told. And
right.
We cut down a whole lot of trees.
Yeah, over on Bay Run.
I think the easiest way to take care of the problem is take out 25 rosebush sticker
bushes. That's what I
do. Good idea.
Sticker bushes will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sticker bushes will do it. Some holly trees. But it's a real awkward where ours meets.
Right.
On Bay Run. It's literally right there
from
where we have to put
security that the whole city is not enjoying the benefits. Because if I've only seen it once in 4 years for each one.
Yeah, well,
this
is something new for us because we wouldn't have all the crime going on and the shootouts, the engines gunning, people racing through the area if it was. It has really gotten bad in the past couple of years. So, I don't know.
Well, just keep
I
in mind.
As long as we have a detour, we can, you know.
Here's the thing that's
disgusting.
Detour
them out of our area. That's all I care about.
That's all we're.
The disgusting part is, we're paying Jefferson County property tax, and we get no benefit from it.
Right.
Okay?
And I went to the council members meeting and I told them that.
LMPD.
I called the resource officer at, was it District 8?
Yeah.
RBN?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If I could tell us, they had
with
three
my
cops.
Yeah, they got four cops covering.
A couple meetings ago, we were told they have three plainclothes officers covering the entire district.
Yeah, 90 miles.
That's it. Well, that's what the resource officer told me. He said, because we had just had some car break-in stuff on the street.
If they are leaving their car doors locked, it's trespassing.
So are they walking through private yards trespassing.
That's
however,
trespassing. I agree.
When
okay.
I asked the question, sir,
right.
I was told they're not going to do anything about trespassing.
Right.
Okay? So when I asked if I could go sit at the fence with my gun and deter it, I was told no, I could not.
No.
I had to drag him into my house.
Right.
That's state law.
Hmm?
That's state law.
Oh.
Yeah, we could change that in Franklin. You can't defend, in Florida, you can defend yourself all the way out to the curb. In Kentucky, it's only in your home.
Right. But I just want to make it clear, they keep talking about break-ins into the cars, okay?
I'm talking about being asked for money. I'm talking
I understand
about
that. I understand that. I agree. Okay.
Right.
But what I'm getting at is there is so much on next door about break-ins of cars. The cars aren't getting broke into. The cars are being left open. We actually have got a video from a neighbor of mine that showed. He accidentally left his car door open. He had just got security cams put in last month. And we actually have video of two people, one walking up the street on Pulaski in front of this other one, checking, I guess, that the coast is clear. And this guy, there's another one that's behind him going through the cars. So the car doors was open. It wasn't like that. They didn't break glass.
Yeah,
they don't break glass.
They're not breaking windows.
And we've got houses that are vacant. That's the reason why we had the vacant property. We've got a house on Ludenburg that is constantly, the kids are coming down Ludenburg. They actually order pizza and have it delivered to the house. And they go in through the back window. And luckily, I was out this afternoon and I ran into one of the property maintenance management people and told them about it and showed them where they were going through. So I'm going to be calling the owner because I told him, I says, we can't be calling that number and getting voicemail and having them call us back. We need a direct contact so we have access to the house when we call the cops. Because the city got permission from the property owner that any time we see these two or anybody on that property and we suspect there's activity on it, that we can go on to the property. I don't like going on to the property, okay? But we need to have the availability of having access to that house for the police officers to be able to get in. They got a key lock in one of the lock boxes on the front. So if we can get direct contact with the person, then they can give the police officers the key lock and then go in and search that house.
So back to the security driving around. I think that's the subject we're on. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Driving around security. You know, I'm just expressing, in 4 years I've seen one marked car and one.
They're only running 3-hour shifts.
What time of day are these kids? Is it all day long, morning, midnight?
Night, they're riding their bikes. It really doesn't matter when, but, you know.
So what can we do to block this area? Put up holly trees? I mean.
We're buying fence, mm-hmm. two fence panels. We're going to put them together. That's what we're going to do, but what I'm trying to get to here is they're trying to extend a security contract with people.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that we're not getting reports. You're sitting here saying you saw them twice.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not every time that they're on duty.
Right. I understand.
I don't know when they're on duty.
I don't either.
This particular time, this was one day next week. I'm not defending them by any means. I'm a taxpayer.
Right.
So I want my money's worth as well. You know,
well, we have a limited budget.
How all that went down. Two or so months ago, July probably, I guess, we made a motion to get our police officer in here more, didn't have the budget money, so Commissioner Adams and I sacrificed some of our budget money for Dennis, and then they went down the road of looking at, okay, how do we stretch that money out? Can we look at doing the security force? Doesn't matter. I was opposed to it because they can't do anything. They can take pictures.
Okay.
Right? So they can get out and say, hey, don't do that and take pictures. That's in report. So I thought I'd rather pay Tate half the time to be in here because he can arrest. He can, you know, he has a badge. So that's how it all got started. We're all in agreement with you. We all live in the city too.
Sure.
And it's a nightmare. I like Susan's idea. I wouldn't be opposed to voting for putting Susan. I wouldn't put a holly bush. I walk right through a holly bush in short pants. But I'm gonna tell you, there's some plants out there I want.
Yeah.
So that might be one solution, is to plant just a row of,
mm-hmm.
Put some hateful plants in.
I like barbed wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about gotten to that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because the reality is you have to slow the traffic down. You're not going to stop these knuckleheads.
Of course.
They've been breaking
not.
It. They've
Absolutely.
Been breaking
They'll
the cars.
Find another way.
I'm just trying to find out if these patrols are being made.
Why aren't you
seeing them? Why are they? And I'm home for 2 years, you know, a little over 2 years, working at home.
Yeah.
So I would have probably seen something. Now that I live across the street, I've got a window out front where I can't see cars that come in and come out. I mean, you know, you're not going to change anything, really. You're not going to stop much unless you...
Well, visibility will slow them down. And, you know, if we can cut those accesses to where they're cutting through, that'll slow them down. But you're never going to stop.
But I agree
with you. We need to be doing all we can.
To try.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Right. I'm just curious where these security people are. If, you know, I know we've got a big city, evidently, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. But
so are you the HOA president over there?
I'm the secretary.
Okay, so do we have to get permission from you to plant bushes on that fence line?
Which side of the fence?
I don't care.
Well, there's nothing to plant. It's not. They're going to fix the hole that's in the fence now.
No, I understand, but I'm saying.
If it gets torn down, you can bet I'm going to do something about it. And I'm not asking the city to do something about it. I'm just hearing about this security patrol.
and I'm asking the question. I know how to fix things, but where is the security patrols?
The security patrols are only 3 hours when they're in here.
Okay.
Okay? $65 an hour.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Not every day.
And that starts running into money.
Sure, I understand.
We have a limited budget, and we shouldn't have to do it because we're paying county tax, okay? Uh-huh. And we're not getting subsidized for it. So we have to maintain our budget, okay? And there's no way of getting around it, period. But I do know that the patrols, when they're in here, there's unmarked cars and there's marked cars, okay? When Tate's in here, I know he's going through Bay Run because we got a particular resident down there that we've always checked on.
Might be Bay Run, not Bay Garden.
No, Bay Garden. Okay? It's Bay Gardens because we have got issues in Bay Gardens. Okay? So they go in there. They are in there at least once or twice during the night. How often? I have no idea, but they're in here 3 nights a week currently for 3 hours.
Could you explain what hours? She may not know what hours they're here. She may
true.
Be looking from
well,
8 o'clock in the morning
know.
Till
we
3.
Know they're here on Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, she
10,
may
10 to 1 o'clock.
She may be looking from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., not realizing they don't come on until
later in the
evening.
Yeah, there's nobody
in
here during the day.
Okay.
That's what she needs to know, what hours.
I've seen two during the day in 4 years.
Well, probably two during the day was probably District 8 or Division 8 because we haven't had any patrols in Worthington Hills that we've been paid for by us in the last 4 years during the day.
Okay.
All ours are either 8 to 10 one night a week. Okay, it would be either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, they're out here 10 to 1. Okay?
Okay.
And what hours does L4 patrol?
L4 will patrol currently, or up until today, was patrolling from 6 to 9 one day a week. And then they were patrolling from 2 to 5
A.M. Because before we didn't have any cops in here at night after 1 a.m. any night of the week.
Right, so there's two nights a week where they do that.
And
right.
Up until I gave up some of my snow removal budget, we only had Tate, the cop from Derby City, in here 9 hours a week. That was it.
Wow.
And I didn't feel it was enough. So I gave up some money to try to get more.
Their rate keeps going up because
it felt like it was enough.
They can't get people to work.
We are having trouble because they're all Louisville cops, and you know a lot of Louisville cops have decided to pursue other careers and things like that. So Tate himself from Derby City is having trouble even staffing.
Sure.
You know the route.
Don't blame them. Considering what you.
But Alan said that they would assist because I asked them. You know, two different case scenarios. Would you
I'm sorry,
assist?
I've got a voice here and a voice here.
Oh, okay.
Talk to me.
What's that, Linda?
I said, I have to agree with what you said about Metro Louisville because we are, I mean, I'm talking to Winkler's office every other week. Why don't we see Metro Louisville out here? Why don't we see patrol cars out here? Especially after what happened with my neighbor who actually saw someone remove a tire off of her car, the tire, and it took them 4 days to come out and take the report and chastise this woman. Why didn't you do something? She lives there with her child. What was she supposed to do? She called the police, and 4 days, it took them 4 days to come out for a report. And then, like I said, chastised her. So, I mean, we do pay taxes.
Yeah, I got chastised one night for being out patrolling and caught a couple of kids going, checking doors, and I followed them.
Mm-hmm.
I knew where they went, And when the cops got there, they chastised me for being out there.
That's what I
said. Saying that I was going to get capped. And I says, my duty is to help protect the city. You know, I don't do this every night. I just do it occasionally because doing it occasionally, there's no routine. And that's why I drive. I have a black 2009 Chevy Trailblazer. And it looks like a cop car. Yeah, Nick.
I'm Nick Shade. I own property at Westport Road in Collins, right at the old record service facility. So I'm a property owner, taxpayer in the city. And I'm here for the tolling situation, and I'll talk about that here in just a minute. But, you know, I've been sitting here for an hour listening, and you all have a hell of a security problem. Excuse that expression, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need to start your own police department. Have one man chief, two man operation, one police car. Exactly what you need to do.
I don't think we have the funds.
There's no money.
You need to raise taxes to get it, because it sounds like you've got to make the security problem. And whoever raises taxes to get it done.
One person won't be able to do it.
Even two people won't be able to do it. That's a one-man operation at Woodlawn Park, and they don't seem to have a lot of problem down there. And I, you know, Chief Koenig, and I've talked to him on record, and I've around the city and seen these things. But, you know, I know Plantations have a department, Rolling Gifford have a department back in the 80s and back in the day, but you need to find the money for your own police chief.
Yeah, well, we're capped. If you want to talk about the ordinance, we're only allowed to raise it 4%.
Yeah, I mean, all over the Kentucky, every city's limited to a 4% cap.
Per year?
Per year. That's okay. 4% increase in dollars, not in the percentage. It's 4% in dollars. So if we get $100,000 of property tax this year, we can only adjust it so that our property tax goes collected would be $104,000. Right now, we're up around, was it, 280?
Yeah.
But like by the 7,000. Time we're paying over $120,000 in garbage collection, the hourly rate that we're paying for a police officer to be out here is $65 when they're out here.
They're paying retail instead of paying their officer to do it at 40, 42, whatever.
Well, we're still going to be...
It isn't going to matter what
we get. It's still going to cost because... Unless we find a retired police officer.
Well, that's usually where those chiefs come from. Those far
right,
they
right.
Come from
but they're going to bigger cities than they would be for here. But not to argue with you, Neil. Okay.
I'm just saying,
you know, we've got people that are on in Worthington Hills that are established, disabled. They're on fixed incomes. And we have to be conscious of them also. If everybody involved in the city needs to be security conscious, if they're leaving their property unlocked or unsecure, whether it's a car or a home, it's not the city's problem. It's the person's problem. And that's what we've got in a lot of cases in the city. The problems we have, we've identified. We have identified distribution houses of drugs in Worthington Hills.
We've given
this information to LMPD, and they do absolutely nothing. We pay county taxes. You're paying big bucks for the property on county taxes on that piece that you have that's in Worthington Hills, and you aren't getting a thing out of the county. So if you've got a gripe,
if I were still there, the gripe I would have would be, you know, taking all the trees out so everybody can stay around. I had to put all the trees in for zoning, but on the out front part down the driveway. But that's why you can't see back and see the activity. It's all crowded by the trees.
But what I'm saying is the property you have. You told me that you have some individual pieces of vehicles there that you've collected. Okay. There's nothing stopping them from breaking into that property. But
no, I've still got security cameras and the other.
Yeah,
like
but here, you've got security cameras, so you've taken action.
Well, that's because we had cameras before we were there full time, but I still kept them going. I mean, we didn't have a security problem.
Right.
Except the two kids that climbed.
But what I'm saying is you're paying county taxes on it.
Right. I am, but I'm still paying for the MFD drainage, too. But but I feel like if you're paying $300,000 for garbage pickup, you need a better negotiator or something, because St. Andrews don't pay that
trust
much.
There's no one to select from.
Well, St. Andrews doesn't pay that much.
We did try that, and they voted on it.
Who did?
They would not quote us. See, when we put out the bid last year, we put out the bid at the beginning of this year. We posted a bid in the paper. We got one group to bid besides Rumpke, who we currently have. One waste disposal company submitted a bid.
Waste management won't talk to us because they had overcharged us in the past, and we went after them to get refunded that money, so they don't want to do business with
us. So, I even personally called. ID. Republic.
Republic did not bid.
I found that out when I was calling Republic, and they basically told me that they don't have the additional equipment to add any more services.
Ecotech, Waste Now.
They didn't. None of them bid.
Did they know about it?
It was in the paper.
Well, I don't read the paper anymore.
I don't either.
So, I mean,
well, it's posted online too.
Well, sometimes you got to go to these places and say, hey, I need a bid, and say, hey, I need a quote, come here for trash pickup, and just hand it to them. You know, I need a quote, like you did your paving guy. I need a quote. And you post it because you legally have to, but then you lead them to water and say, hey,
well, like I said, I called Republic, I called Eco, but nobody wanted the bid. So,
you got a heck of a security problem, I agree. And you can post and get together as well, and maybe earn some money together and do it together. But you got a problem.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we did do our budget back in June, you know, for fiscal year July 1st, and we did raise taxes 4% that we were allowed to raise, and we did get, you know, about $7,000. But we had, you know, LG&E and Rumpke, you know, transportation fees and things went up, so most of that money went to that, but I did give up some of my snow removal budget. I had a $40,000 snow removal budget, and I gave up $15,000 of that to try to increase public safety, you know, and get some more patrols in here.
I mean, I'm all for adding another, if Tate can, add another shift, because we could do that.
Maybe do an hour and a half in front of Bath, and then an hour and a half over near Pacelli to get the dragsters over by Pacelli. You want to do that?
I ain't telling them where to sit. Okay, that's not how you run security.
I mean, if people listen to the minutes,
true.
Elmore has already been dismissed, but they said they would assist. I wouldn't have voted on them if they wouldn't assist us if they came upon some kind of incident. So, but I mean, we might.
I'll make a motion that we do it with L4 and get another shift at it for Derby City Protection. You waiting on second?
Well, do what you want. It's going to change. I mean,
that.
Obviously, this is...
Okay.
Flip-flops taking place.
I got a second from Commissioner Hall. Did you get my primary there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's do a roll call, though. Commissioner Adams.
I have one question. Is he going to be in a marked car or an unmarked car, or are we going to leave that up to Dennis to decide?
We have no control on what type of car they bring, okay?
Okay.
Because... when he hires somebody,
if you're paying him. We shoot if you're paying him. Request.
We do. Wait a minute.
Takes them.
First off, the officer that he hires has a vehicle, whether it's marked or unmarked. Okay, we can't control who he's hiring or who will even want to work, because we can't guarantee that he can get another person.
Well, tell him you're paying $50 an hour for an unmarked, but $65 for a marked car. If you're paying $65 an hour for a police officer...
We've got a contract, sir.
What? basically puts language in the contract.
No, the contract can't be changed. It's good for a year.
Well, when the renewal time, but I mean, stipulate you want a marked car, and then tell them you want a marked car, you're going to pay extra marked car and extra unmarked car. Take it or leave it.
Tate said it.
First off, a marked car is not going to catch the speeders on Northumberland. Because if they sit at Chesterfield, they're going to see them coming out of Ludenburg as they come around the bend, or when they're coming up the hill from down there at Bristol Bay. An unmarked car gets more speeding tickets.
I would agree with that statement. An unmarked car would be better if you're trying to catch speeders.
And it really doesn't matter. You're not going to catch the criminals in a marked car. They're going to see it coming, and they're going to hide. I mean, they were hiding from me. Dennis and I were out trying to catch them one night.
Right.
He saw them at 2:45. I didn't catch them till 5:15 up at Ben's daughter's house.
Okay. Well, with regards to the roll call vote, I go ahead and vote for yes for Derby City to have another shift.
Commissioner Hall?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes, sir.
Mayor Stone says yes. Okay, so L4's out. We get another patrol per week with pay.
So can I make a motion?
Sure, you can make a motion.
I want to make a motion to explore putting in hateful plants between Lunenburg and Coast Condos.
Putting in what?
Hateful plants. Hateful plants.
Things with thorns.
Oh.
Lots of thorns.
Oh.
Something that would deter them.
Hey, Linda, are you on the? Linda, are you still on the condo committee?
We can't put it on private property. We can't. Well, we cannot use public funds for private property. I'll put it that way.
What are you asking?
I said I wanted to see about exploring putting some kind of thorn bushes between Lunenburg and Trey's condos to slow the traffic down.
Is there not an easement in through there somewhere? No.
Nope.
I don't know.
All the property we're talking about. No. We cannot use...
For security?
Public funds...
For security?
On private property.
No.
You cannot use public funds for private property.
I don't know if it is or not. I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's drainage back there somewhere. So it's got to be an easement.
Where's that?
Between Lunenburg and Trace Condos. I'll guarantee you there's drainage there.
The drainage right behind a garden.
Yeah, so I mean that'd be one way to slow it. That'd be one way to slow it down and not be super expensive. If there, I didn't know there was people back there that didn't have fences.
Oh, they got fence. It just won't meet that tree.
Yeah. We plant some hateful stuff around that tree.
Well, like I said, we can't use public funds for private property.
No, is it all private property?
It's all
back
private
there?
Property. All the lines match up back to back. Trace Condos comes to the back of Lunenburg Homes. Big gardens back up to Trace Condos and Lunenburg.
There's a huge drainage ditch back there.
And.
So
East Bay and Bay Run back up to East Bay Garden, or East Bay Villas. All that is.
I'm not asking for East Bay. So at Bay Garden, your fence is extended towards Bay Run, right?
No,
is that where
there are the fence that goes between the drainage ditch, and it's a huge drainage ditch. The culvert that goes under Tazewell, and it backs up to Tazewell.
So they're coming through Bay Garden and they're coming through Bay Garden where that chain link fence is. They're cutting through
right into there.
So they've cut that down.
Mm-hmm. They've cut down the privacy fence. They've cut down a section of the privacy fence. And that's where they're coming through. And you can see it when you're out doing your light check. When you go into Trace Condos, look immediately to the right, and you can see the big opening.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wondering. Is it up here by Trace Condos, or is it down
No,
here?
It's actually off of Trace Condos' big open space.
Okay.
Right at the beginning.
Okay.
so if
it's not on, it's not on Pacelli. It's off of Haswell.
It's up in the grassy area.
Okay. It's not the back of Tres Condos.
No.
No, it's to the side, right? As you come in the entrance,
okay.
Walk over past the sign. It's right there on that corner, up in the grass. Now that doesn't mean that we can't, the HOA can't get the landscaping people to put some rose bushes or sword bushes or whatever out there.
Put barberry in. They're pretty and they hurt like the dickens.
Yeah, I like that one.
Barberry.
Yeah.
Got long thorns.
Yeah.
All right, we need to move
and
along.
Yeah.
Okay. Are delinquent property tax notifications? I know that you've gotten done with tax season. Are we going to be able to send Steve? And also, I want to do a follow up and make sure we get everything. I want you and Steve to check on that 4016 Northumberland. Renee, Rick.
Okay.
Okay. I got that, and I went over it. But what I don't want to do is tell her she owes something she doesn't know. Okay? And he also needs to get rid of the liens for both Ray and on Gaiman. Okay? But as soon as you get the tax notifications out or get him the list, then you can start getting the notifications out. Okay?
Yes, I can probably get on this week.
Okay. So, I was talking to Dan about delinquent tax notices, so that we're on schedule for this, so that these people are notified sometime in November, so we can get that taken care of. Emergency communications, I talked to Dennis, he says he's able to do the radio check, so we're going to do Channel 7. We want better participation this month. I only heard two last month. I won't mention that too much. I know. Channel 7. All right. New business. Anybody got any new business?
I have one more thing about old business.
Okay, what do you got for old business?
Where are we at with the property on Westport Road? That's dead.
I talked to Mr. Butts because he owed taxes and he's still not ready to sign anything.
I just wonder if we shouldn't let that go until that property sold.
Well, we got. She's gonna as soon as he signs it or he sells. She's selling it to us.
Is his property for sale?
Huh?
Is his property for sale?
Yeah. But that's in the association. Okay. New business. Anybody got new business?
I got one more on the old. My purpose for being here was to tell him.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The only and to clarify any questions that anybody might have. That's the purpose of me being here tonight originally. But the only cards that we were telling are the ones that Tate requests us to tow for issue. That's the authority of what
it can do. It has to come from law enforcement.
Yes,
has to be involved.
Yes, that's an issue, or the city has to authorize it. Before we don't do anything, just go grab it because it's sitting there. It's none of that.
Right.
It's all comes through dispatch, comes through recorded line of City of Williams Hills is requesting a tow for X vehicle, and they have to stay with it till we get there and leave with it. It's on card we're told.
And the officer has a form to fill out, and we get a copy of it.
And
we can't tow off a private property. We
have you towed anything
tow
yet?
Tow off private property.
Well, and by the hours that the policeman's working, I don't think we're going to tow much. But we're here when they need us.
And where will the cars be towed? To your lot?
On Collins Lane.
On Collins.
Or, as I explained to the mayor and Tate at the time, you tow a car for no insurance. There's nothing to say that it has to go. If the owner's there and says, I want my car to go home, we have to tow it home. Unless he wants to hold it or request the thing for insurance, he can't do that.
And who pays for that?
the owner.
Okay.
City of Woodland Hills doesn't pay me a thing unless you tell me to tow a car for the works department or tow something for the city. So there's no,
okay.
You know, it's the owner of the car responsibility.
Okay.
And clarify that. Unless I do something for the city works or the road department or do something that you all request to get something done, so I send you a bill for that, the only thing you pay me for. Just because, you know, you're saying, well, you get, you know, no insurance or no tags, and you tow it home, because it doesn't say you can't own a car without tags. No law against it, period. I can have a car, I got plenty of them, no tags I own. No, that's not against the law. So I can tow it home and leave it there, and he goes out and drives again, that's on him again. But you know, you can't stop that at all, unless you just pull over each time. He questioned us, want to clarify, that's why I'm here. Perfect. Any questions? But let me know.
Well, thank you for clarifying that, and thank you for coming tonight. I wasn't aware of that.
I wasn't going to get into the part about the property before I heard about the issue and sitting here and all that stuff.
I'm sorry, man.
It's my first rodeo. I just...
Well, you see what goes on at the city meeting.
Well, I mean, I've been...
You know, we're trying to do something. You know, we're trying to make it better, but we're limited like anything
else.
Well,
I mean, you're limited to the tune of $1.125 million, it looks like.
No. That is... in the bank. We're
right.
Limited to
well,
a budget on each year.
That's good seed money.
No, because part of that money is road fund.
Yeah, $300,000 is road fund.
Right.
Well, it's road fund, but your roads are in good shape.
But that
but
does
you
leave $800,000.
But road fund or roads. Our road fund is a restricted fund that is limited to curb to curb. You can't do anything else with that money.
Where's that money come from?
It comes from
the state,
gas tax.
The state gives us a certain amount of money.
Right.
None of that is property tax.
None of it.
Yeah.
But
that
what
is.
Do we, can we dip into the other 800,000 that's in there?
Why would you dip into the other 800,000?
Well, I'm just curious if
you
can
first
or not.
Off, okay. Let me clarify why we have a rainy day fund.
Okay.
Tornado of 2018. If we'd have lost Bay Run, all we would have got on property tax on all those houses would have been the land value. That's it. And the Bay Run is our biggest revenue stream in Worthington Hills. And if you can't, you are required by statute to provide services no matter what. So if we'd have lost Bay Run, we'd have lost one third or more of our revenue stream.
So the answer is yes, we can use some of that.
Well, you got to you have to do it by ordinance.
Yeah.
But you don't want to dip into that. I mean, I've went over this before. That is not a good plan. We are best if we stay within our annual budget.
Oh, I get that.
You start dipping into that big money, then. You know, like I said, it was real close. If that had been an F2 or an F3 tornado, it would have taken out not only Bay Run, it would have taken out my house, probably all the way over past Beth's house.
So what you're saying, you're saying like if the tornado came through and just leveled all the houses and everything like that? But we wouldn't have to rebuild that. The citizens, homeowners,
rebuild
the house.
Services.
You lose the revenue, but you have the same expenses. So,
right.
So
yeah, you lose the tax revenue.
You're
going right.
to get a negative budget every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's we've got a good reserve.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably got 2-3 year reserve as it stands right now. And we can dip into that. We have to dip into it for the snow removal. We may have to dip into the snow removal. But we usually dip into, if we're going to dip into it, we usually do it in the spring because we're making up for anything that we need
right.
to cover. Okay? That's the reason. People look at that number and they think it's just fly-by-night money. It's
right.
not. And that's one of the problems we have.
Right. And just to comment a little further, too, that piece of property up by the Humane Society that we were trying to buy, we're trying to buy that out of that $800,000. We put down a cash offer for $125,000.
Oh, the one that's owned by six people in the three estates and all that good stuff?
Yeah,
yeah,
basically.
I tried to buy that to you 6 years ago and said, never mind. It's a way to come to
yeah, where that magnolia well, tree is in the center.
Well, we were
going yeah.
to cut to the backside of that between that and thing and
yeah,
work out
yeah.
right, but Rudy's would be the way to go, but that's We moved out of town.
Yeah, I remember when you guys used to be right by Rudy's.
We moved in there in 89.
You got that big yard next to you. Now you're in a renovation.
Yes, yeah, so we moved out of town. We're okay.
All right. Well, I got one thing. I know it's only October and Halloween hadn't got here. We may decide next month. I'm bringing it up this month so we don't have to go into a long discussion. Are we going to have a Christmas decorating contest this year? Thanks, Nick. That's what we need to decide by next month. Last year, we had about a dozen people and even attempt to decorate. And I don't even want to call it attempt. Okay?
Were there problems with them arguing about the prizes and the voting and all that?
No, there was no argument. No, there wasn't any problem. The problem is it's the same people every year. We only have two or three, four.
Chris made the same 12 people.
We've got a lot of people that have sold moved in. They might decorate.
I make a motion we leave it like it was last year.
I ain't taking motions right now.
Oh.
Okay, I told you it's next month.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I don't know why you don't just get it over with.
I don't want to get it over with because I want you all to think about it because there's really, honestly, it wasn't worth, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we've given them for the last 2 years the opportunity for everybody in the city to participate in the decoration and also to do the voting. And guess what? They played the games with the voting. And we countered that last year because we figured out what they were doing. But the thing is if there's only a handful of people that's even doing it, it's a waste of our funds, in my opinion. I'll be discreet, okay? It's a waste of the funds.
Okay.
But here again, I'm bringing this up now so you all can. I'm one person, but I know how the voting went, and.
Well, if there was people are cheating, I don't want to be involved.
No, it was one group, one family that was playing the system, okay?
They're voting with multiple email addresses.
Yes. They even tried to use their neighbor who doesn't live there's email address.
I question. I mean, the bottom line is, why punish the people that do it because there's only a few of them that do? That's my, I'll vote yes on it this month and next month, too. So.
It doesn't matter. I mean, again, I'm going to bring, I wanted to bring it up this month to give you all a month to think about it, okay?
Well, here's the other question I was going to ask is, how many people in the city actually know we even do it? What do you think the number is? $600, how many people know?
It's posted on the website.
That doesn't mean anything, Bob. I work for the city, and I'm on the website once a year.
Well, that's your fault.
I'm just saying, nobody's going to that website to access things.
Well, that's their problem. We're spending over $500 a month for that website.
It's just how many people actually are aware that there's some contest they could win if they actually decorate.
I bet you ain't even aware that the Halloween date and time has been posted on the website since the 15th of October.
I don't participate in Halloween, so I get it.
They're probably not aware.
I mean, sure they're not aware.
If we put out signs, yeah. You know, they'd be more aware.
Yeah.
But
yeah, can we put a sign up?
Why do we want to spend money on signs when it's on the website?
Come on, Scrooge.
We put it. It goes on the website the 1st of December.
Okay.
I mean, I can even put it on after Halloween if you want
me
to.
I bet if we put a survey on Nextdoor, we find out that 20% or less.
Nextdoor is not a medium of communication within the city.
If you're a citizen, hey, did you know?
That's fine. Or whatever. Anyhow, I brought it up.
Right.
Just so y'all can talk. It'll be old business next month. Any other new business before we go to the commission report?
I just wanted to say that our clerk, Bev, wanted anyone that was running for the commissioner position to say a few words. So I invited Linda Beville here tonight because she is running. So I don't know. Do you want to say about why you're running.
And Susan and Harold.
Well, I wasn't prepared. I think we should have had some kind of notice to be prepared.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, are you prepared to say something? Did you have something written down?
I wrote it before the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's only four people on the ballot.
Yeah, Dennis is in here, so.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't aware.
I would rather wait until we can prepare as well and have something to.
Well,
voting how about we all write something and send it to Bev, and then they can put it on the website.
Yeah, because next month.
I can't put it on the website. It's political.
Oh, well. Okay.
Dang it, y'all. No, you can't do that. But there's only four people on the
ballot. Yeah, there's only four people.
There's only four commissioners to start with.
But you don't have to vote for all four.
Well, you don't have to vote for all four, but they're all going to be voters.
So, yeah, well, I'm just saying I would have liked to prepare if others were able to.
I understand, and I totally agree. I mean, if there was next month, well, next month it's too late.
Too late for the election.
Underhanded my mind.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to be underhanded. I just
care that way.
You realize it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, right?
There's the same number of people.
If we're gonna one up, I want to be prepared to be able to one up.
Yeah, I just wanted her to come since she's not actually on the commission.
I'd love to hear from Linda. I mean,
let's at least give her a chance since she's not actually sitting on the commission.
I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
I enjoyed being on the commission the last time. I really did. And I felt like that we were able to get a lot done. We were the ones that did the initial streetlights, getting additional streetlights, because the first time I did the light check, I thought, I can't even see down at the end of these streets. They were so dark, the courts were so dark. And but I think I would like to do some research and see if there's something we can't do to utilize that green space more, to actually make it where people want to go there, they want to be there, they want to use it. If we had, and I'm just saying this, I mean, we'd all have to look at it. But anyway, just picture this. Picture that you had a gazebo in the green space. And that's where families could go for a reunion. They could go there for a family reunion. They could go there for a picnic. And we could rent it out. Yeah. We could rent it out. Now, maybe everybody thinks that's crazy, or maybe they think it's funny. But right now, we're spending $44,000 a year to maintain that green space. We need to be making
money. We aren't spending that much.
I'm just saying the green space could be a moneymaker for us if we could use it, maybe. I don't know. But anyway,
it's across the street from here.
No, it's no. Okay. No,
there's not part of it behind the house that's across from.
No, she has to go. You have to go up to Joanelle or up to Pulaski North.
To the green space.
It's in the center of the city. You can see it if you get on Zillow. It's in the center of the city, behind Dickerson, McLinburg, Queen Anne's, and Ludenberg Court.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. And we spend a little over $20,000 a year to keep it nice, but it doesn't make us any money.
Well, we wanted to utilize it last year to do like a fall fest and have food trucks come in. But when I started calling the food truck owners, they were telling me that because of COVID, they weren't getting the crowds that they were prior to COVID. So we would have to put kind of not a down payment, but we would have to ensure so many people would be buying from their food truck. Yeah.
We tried to have an Easter egg hunt, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
We got the signs for it. We had all the stuff.
And COVID hit, and it just.
That could still happen.
Well, you know, see, the thing is
these things can still happen and they can be utilized.
They can happen, But we need to have citizen participation.
Right.
There's only four commissioners, one mayor, and then two staff members. I'm not even going to talk to Steve. That even would be considered in here again is there's this we've had it posted on the website to that we want to do something and that they're supposed to contact the city clerk. Have you ever had a phone call or an email?
No,
not one. And again, I don't want to hear about nobody who looks at the website. But
it's
the thing is,
the website, it's just nobody's using it.
The thing is, it's there.
Harold stays, she and Sylvia stay busy welcoming the new people that move into the community.
Right.
You know, and it's the new people that are going to want to get interested in stuff like that.
Well, you think so, but.
You know, and they do a wonderful job welcoming these people.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know.
I'm not against it. I'm not against any of it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
Vote on doing it on garage sale day. Because everybody knows about garage sale day.
There's lots of signs.
Everybody knows about garage sale day. So do a function on that day.
Nobody participates in garage sale.
Why do we want to do a function on garage sale, say, when a bunch of friggin' out of towners will come
right.
in and do it?
Well, they don't know how to cut through when they're stealing stuff from us.
Anyhow, anything else?
Linda, somebody that lives on that green space, we get a lot more traffic on it than we used to. There's a lot of foot traffic back there now that we didn't have.
And you've got to worry about the wrong people coming in and destroying.
Most of it's children. I see adults walking their dogs back there and stuff. So they're getting traffic.
I just wanted to say they were talking in Oldham County about building a garbage dump on Hounds Lane, which is like a mile and a half from Worthington Hills. It's very, very close. However, they scrapped that project because they figured out it was within 1,000 feet of a residential house, so they're not going to do that now.
Is that Hit Road? Because Hounds Lane is up in by Camelot.
There's a Hounds Lane and a Hans Lane.
Oh, a Hans Lane.
They're spelled a little different.
Well, then Hans Lane.
Yeah. And yet,
Hans means
yeah.
I'm just trying to introduce a new idea. That's all I'm going to
do. That's fine, Linda.
Because what is it they say? If you always do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got.
Yep.
So, you got to do
well, it's our fiduciary duty to provide an environment of well-being.
Yeah. I'm not counting it out. I'm just saying it needs to be a community effort, and I'm not against it. But it would be nice if we get community effort rather than just commissioner effort.
Well, and the only way to do that is just talk it up. Talk to your neighbors. I know Carol and Sylvia are doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't beat people over the head and make them want to do something, but you've got to make them feel like they're welcome to come and do it.
That's why with like the food trucks, I see and hear from various people all the way from Shelbyville, Kentucky, that they really enjoy these food trucks coming into their neighborhood.
They do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so hopefully we can do something like that. But, you know, it's just we can't put out money to have people come, and there's no guarantee that, you know, right now. Hopefully it'll change.
Put a food truck in Pass Northumberland.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, man. We park it right over there. It helps solve the problems.
A second income. Hey, I might do it. I got a great spaghetti and meatball recipe.
All right, we need to do the commissioner report so we get out of here. It's coming up on 9:00.
Can I go first?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Go ahead. All right.
I'm trying to tell them about, I remember one of the first things I remember is when Beth, down there on your court, you all had a chili party on the court, and it was fun. We went there and we had a good time. We had a chili contest, and it was fun, you know. So what if we had competition between courts?
We'll talk about it next year. I understand.
And that's a great time to talk up, like a festival. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody.
You need to move the meeting along. All right, Commissioner Hall, you want to bill for
it? All right, property maintenance report. Mowed primary city properties on 924 and 1016. Mowed weeding and secondary properties on 924. General cleanup. Filled the sinkholes finally with concrete. They're done. They're full, so we can get some gravel and some dirt, maybe have grass back there. 1018, third annual weed control by Weed Man was applied on Boynton and Flagpole. On 814, I took a call from a citizen. He owns property on Middlesex. He left a message about a concern or concerns about the condition of 4804 Middlesex. So I left him a message. I haven't heard back from him. That's it.
Did you tell him to call code enforcement?
I haven't talked to him yet. I left him a message.
Okay. Who wants to be that? Commissioner Wolfen.
923, I confirmed with Mayor Sonnen the additional streetlight locations. He mentioned that Bev agreed to the locations on her street and her daughter's. 926, I contacted LG&E and told the lighting department that our city would like to add additional streetlights. The rep took my name, number, and information and said that someone would call me back. She mentioned that it could be more than 3 days. That evening, I drove the city for the streetlight check. 10-7, I got a call and spoke with Kathy with the lighting department and with LG&E. I gave her the locations for the additional streetlights. She confirmed the addresses. We set up an appointment for myself to meet with Daniel Nall Friday, October 4th at 9 a.m. 10-11, I drove the city for a streetlight check. 10-13, I received a voicemail from a resident about wanting to have a bulk pickup. She left her phone number. On 10-14, I returned her call. She didn't answer. She didn't leave a name, didn't say what bulk pickup or if it was for garbage. But I left her a voicemail and told her that if it was for a bulk pickup for Rumpke, that she could call and speak with them because they would have to tell her how many items she could put out because I believe it's one large item a week.
Yes.
Later that morning, I met with Daniel Nall at 9 a.m. I did take off from my full-time job to do this at Chesterfield in Northumberland. He confirmed the additional streetlight locations, showed me a map where he had mapped them out. He mentioned that if there could be an additional fee if the city, if LG&E had to go under the sidewalks to run the wires to their towers. I told him if he came across any kind of additional fees, anything like that, to email me first so I could present it to the council. And I also asked him if there was a bracket he could extend from street light pole for the entrance of East Bay Villas. He said there's not. And then 10-18, I attended the city meeting, and I'll participate in the radio check with Commissioner Metcalf this evening. That's what I have.
Okay, Commissioner Adams.
Okay. Most of my stuff has been in this meeting tonight. So my commissioner report is from September 21st to October 18th. I'll participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight. I drove the city of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. I had one citizen inquiry this month. I was contacted by phone from a citizen about inquiring about getting some speed bumps installed over on Pacelli. Ironically, I tried to call her back. I tried to call five times. Her phone keeps saying that it's unable to receive calls, you know, unable to leave a message at this time, things like that. So I haven't been able to actually get in contact with her to tell her that we're working on that.
I called MSD about the two pavement issues, the one at Bass and the one, there's one on Bay Garden. I don't know if you've seen it or not. So they said they'd check that out and assess and let me know if they're going to fix anything. Let's see. I checked into ordering the U-Channel signs from Econo Signs, but the shipping's over $200, so I decided to check around locally, see if I could avoid the shipping costs. So I spoke with Caden at Hall Paving to let him know we voted to have Hall Paving paint the speed bumps, and that we wanted to install the two new speed bumps on Pacelli and put the new striping on the speed bump by the daycare. Caden said he'd get me a quote together. I also asked him about the three U-Channel signposts. He said he'd include that in his quote, and he did get me the quote today at like 4 o'clock, which I have in my email, but he forgot to include the daycare speed hump striping. I informed Mo Better Kentucky that City of Worthington Hills is going to extend their snow contract for another year, and the city attorney would be in touch to get the details in order. I checked with Mo Better Kentucky yesterday as to the status of their contract, and they responded that they haven't heard from our city attorney yet. I told them the meeting was tonight and invited them to come if they wanted to present their contract. I guess they were busy and could not come because they're not here. I emailed our city attorney today and asked again for him to get the contract done before it starts snowing. And then I talked about the citizen, there's a citizen that had been going to the meetings in Oldham County about the garbage dump. So she informed me about the proposed waste transfer station trying to be built on, so you said it's Hans Lane? Mm-hmm. Hans Lane in Oldham County, which is about a mile and a half away from my house in Worthington Hills. I was not in favor of the garbage dump being built, and I was going to, you know, talk about it and, you know, get us together so we could fight and protest this. However, she informed me that the project will not be moving on to the Oldham County Planning and Zoning Department due to the proposed location being within 1,000 feet of a residential house. The project has been discontinued. They'll have to find a new location. And this is wonderful news for our City of Worthington Hills citizens and the surrounding community. And then I spoke with Linda DeVille and invited her tonight in case she wanted to say a few words about why she's running for election. That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there anything from the audience before we ask for an adjournment? All right. Don't see anything. Don't hear anything. Who would like to make a motion?
Close the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. It's 9:03.